Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. And as we look at your word and we look at testimonies today, we thank you, Father, that you would just inspire hope and inspire growth in us. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm very excited about what God is doing in us as a faith community. And sometimes it's good to just stop and talk about the testimonies that God has done. So over the last 29 years, we're celebrating our church anniversary. It's been 29 years. Can we give God the praise for that? Wow. And so there's lots of miracles. There's lots of stories that we can tell. But we're going to highlight a few of them today, and I'm so excited to have on the stage with me Jeremy, Minister Mariel, and Kennard,
also known as Mr. Hope.
We're gonna try to keep a leash on Mr. Hope, but there is so many things that I want to discuss today. But God is doing great things. We had a worship night Friday night. How many were at the worship night? Family day on Saturday. And, man, there were so many people on the prayer line, prayer and fasting. How many people prayed or fasted with us? So great. And I was just blown away. More people than we've ever had praying with us and fasting with us during the week. And you could just feel the unity in the church. But one quick testimony is when we showed up at a picnic on Saturday, one of the members came out to us directly and said, my sister-in-law has been hit by a car and they're rushing her to the emergency room. And we began to pray. It was a group of us. We just began to pray and intercede that God would move. How many know that there's no distance in God?
Amen.
There's no distance in God. So we began to just pray and agree, and we believe the word that says, you spoke your word and healed every disease.
Yes.
And even though that family member was in Sweden, we prayed the word of faith. And even though she was hit by a car and rushed to the emergency room, when they got the diagnosis, there was no organs damaged. There was no internal bleeding. There were no bones broken. Only some bruising. Can you give God the glory today? Wow. Wow. And so we were celebrating that. They were the family member was with us in the service, last service, but God is doing things. I want to tell you that we're having so many reports that God is healing people. God is making miracles happen. And we just want to make space to tell stories and tell testimonies today.
We do. And I know some may not have been here on Friday night. I want to just encourage you. If you were on the line with us praying, thank you. Thank you for being in agreement with us. It was such a powerful time. And the places that we're going, we have to make prayer paramount in our lives. As a people, not just the leadership, but as a people, we have to continue to pray. So I want to thank those that were in agreement with us, whether you were on the line or if you fell asleep a couple times. I heard about y'all. But we're thankful that you were involved. We're going to continue to make more room for that. And just to set this up, we had such a great time in the first service. The scripture says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You're about to hear some testimonies from here, and I wanted to let you know it is not exclusive to these people. What God does is amazing in each and every one of our lives. You just have to be open to knowing he can work in you just as he worked through these people's lives, and it's going to be awesome. Are you ready?
So let's get to know these stories. Let's talk about our story. Jeremy, how did you come to Hope? What did that look like?
So at the time, I was I just graduated from college and moved back home, and I was your typical college male student, and experienced a lot of college male things. The young kids call it I was outside. We don't need to really go into depth of what outside means, but I was outside. And moving back home, visiting different churches, my mom and my grandmother and aunts instilled a really great foundation for me. So, of course, I knew right from wrong. I attended Catholic school my entire life from 1st through 12th grade. But it was time for me to make my own journey, right, as a young male. So, you know, being able to find hope from day one and, you know, been coming back and being persistent ever since, you know, remaining consistent week in, week out, and all the things that hope was offering now, but also back then. And, you know, for the male figures here at Hope, just really opening their arms and really leading me and setting me up for success and allowing the Holy Spirit to work is really what kind of just instilled where I am today.
So great. And I think, you know, just grabbing on to some of these different pieces of testimonies, like, you know, hearing how, you know, of course you're married now, you got kids, but you came and you were a single man, and that whole journey with the college. And I think sometimes they see some of us on the stage and they assume that we've always had things together, you know. But the thing is, God does that journey. There's a journey for all of us, right? And we're still working on us, right? But just to say, hey, you can do this no matter where you are. If you're coming out of college, or you're going back into college, or you're starting your first job, or you're in transition with your career, God is there. You know, God can help you find your place. And it was awesome to hear that community at Hope was a powerful piece of finding your place, finding your, you know, because we all go through that season where we're trying to find ourselves, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Speak to that for a second. What does that look like, that process? What did that process of finding yourself, and like, what benefit did the community have?
No, it was huge, because I was, you know, that was a huge transition from where I was as a child to now being a man, right? And it wasn't necessarily just about age, but things that I was experiencing. So it was amazing and great to understand what I needed to do on my part in order to change, right? Like, we could all, yes, we could pray and we could fast and do everything else, but it's to remain diligent when all that is done. Like, what do I do after the fasting? What do I do after the praying, right? It's really being intentional with a lifestyle change. And it's not just, it wasn't a one dose, right? So it was important for me to understand and know that I have to do my work. I